From Focal Point's Courageous Discourse, Reclaiming Your Mind, by Peter A. McCullough, MD, MPH. If you have a family member or friend with dementia, then this interview could be very impactful in their lives. If you believe you are at risk as I am, then it's personal. Alter, I wrote this report. In a recent episode of the McCullough Report, host Dr. Peter McCullough engaged in a pivotal discussion with Dr. John E. Lewis, a distinguished research scientist and founder of Dr. Lewis Nutrition. The conversation addressed the staggering epidemic of cognitive decline, encompassing Alzheimer's disease and various forms of dementia, which now affect an estimated 14 to 15 million Americans. Dr. McCullough and Dr. Lewis highlighted the profound personal and societal impact of this crisis. With Alzheimer's disease now recognized as a leading killer, the financial burden estimated between $500 billion and $1 trillion annually is unsustainable. Beyond the economic cost, the human toll is catastrophic, characterized by an average 11-year gap between the end of an individual's health span and their lifespan. Dr. Lewis emphasized that neurodegeneration is not an inevitable consequence of aging starting in one's 70s or 80s, rather, emerging research indicates that the process may begin as early as the 30s and 40s. Consequently, the focus must shift from reactive care to early, proactive prevention. These drugs, which have been used for decades, are primarily designed to manage cognitive symptoms rather than address the underlying pathology of the disease. Donepezil aricept, a cholinesterase inhibitor approved for all stages of Alzheimer's dementia. Rivastigmine exelin, a cholinesterase inhibitor approved for mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia. Galantamine rasidine, a cholinesterase inhibitor approved for mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia. Memantine NAMDA, an NMDA receptor antagonist approved for moderate to severe Alzheimer's dementia. Donepezil and memantine NIMZARIC, a combination therapy approved for moderate to severe Alzheimer's dementia. In recent years, the FDA has approved monoclonal antibodies that target amyloid beta plaques in the brain. These are strictly indicated for patients with mild cognitive impairment or early stage Alzheimer's disease. Lecanemab Leqembi received full FDA approval in 2023. Donanemab Kisunla received full FDA approval in 2024. Central to the discussion was the clinical research conducted by Dr. Lewis, which utilized a specific nutraceutical formulation, often referred to as an allopolysaccharide derived from the aloe vera plant multinutrient complex. Clinical efficacy. In a study of subjects with moderate to severe Alzheimer's, the use of this complex resulted in clinically and statistically significant improvements in cognitive function at 9 and 12 months, as measured by the ADAS-COG Alzheimer's Disease Assessment Scale Cognitive Subscale. The ADAS-COG gold standard, Dr. Lewis explained that the ADAS-COG, which ranges from 0 perfect function to 70 no cognitive function, serves as the gold standard for assessment. Participants who were previously considered ineligible for major pharmaceutical trials showed meaningful improvements, a result Dr. Lewis noted is rarely, if ever, mirrored by FDA-approved dementia drugs. Biological mechanism. A striking finding from the study was a 286% increase in CD14 cells. Dr. Lewis proposed a working hypothesis that these cells, which act as a first line of defense in the brain, may play a critical role in mitigating inflammation and supporting neuronal repair. The formulation discussed is far more than a single ingredient supplement. Synergistic components. The mix includes golden flax seed lignans for immune signaling, montmorillonite clay for heavy metal chelation, Dioscorea for hormonal regulation, sunflower lecithin source of choline, and acetylcysteine precursor to glutathione, and tart cherry a source of melatonin. It is a comprehensive strategy designed to address multiple facets of cellular health. Allopolysaccharides, derived from aloe vera and rice bran. These sophisticated molecules provide coded information that influences cellular function, safety, and tolerability. Remarkably, the formula showed no adverse drug interactions, offering a high safety profile compared to the toxic reactions often associated with conventional pharmaceuticals. Dr. McCullough, who has personally incorporated the daily brain care formula into his own health regimen, underscored the psychological relief of taking proactive, science-backed steps toward neuroprotection. Both experts agreed that while large-scale clinical trials remain the gold standard, the robust, internally consistent results from Dr. Lewis's research provide a compelling, actionable pathway for those seeking to mitigate risk before clinical symptoms manifest. As Dr. McCullough concluded, this work is filling a vital void in nutritional science, offering hope where traditional medicine has largely offered stagnation. Please subscribe to Focal Points as a paying $5 monthly or founder member so we can continue to bring you the truth. Peter A. McCullough, MD, MPH President, McCullough Foundation Focal Points has partnered with Patriot Mobile to defend your medical freedom. Join Patriot Mobile today. Transcript of the McCullough Report, April 22, 2026 America Out Loud Talk News. Alzheimer's Disease Assessment Scale Cognitive Subscale A to COG Documentation.